We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports 2018. 25 years before. We'll say 93, Ikey. You were just probably starting college.
Mm-hmm.
So much different in so many different ways. I'll say this, and we just asked the general question, better then or better now. I think I enjoyed sports more back then because I was allowed to enjoy sports more back then. Make sense? Like today, you're not allowed to hate players. You're not allowed to do this, not allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. Players don't hate each other anymore. It's just not as much fun. Let's go to Jason, Drexel Hill. Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I appreciate having you on. I'm with you. I don't think players hate each other as much as they used to back in the day. Like Doc, for instance, I know he's a religious man, and he never actually really hated anybody, but was on the field.
He
wanted to punish you. And I felt like that translated to the crowd. And nowadays, people are cheering for themselves when they get up, make a good tackle, make a good hit. Doc was cheering for the team and for the fans. Like, he wanted to bring it. And I just feel like these days you're just that's not there anymore.
Yeah, and part of it is a lot of guys are comfortable financially. It used to be, whether it was consciously or subconsciously, you were sort of envious of someone who played your position and made more money than you, and who may have had more popularity than you, and so you sort of were able to build up that sort of hate for that guy while trying to make yourself better than him. That was a key thing in the NBA. Like, how about this in football? Like, nowadays, the big thing for these guys is they'll do jersey swaps right there on the field after the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll sit there and take a picture with each other. Like,
yeah.
Was that common when you played, Ike?
Nah, you kind of got – here's what you did. The most you used to do back then was take a picture with someone that went to the same school as you, right? So you didn't do a whole jersey swap and this and that and the other. Now, you may call later. You may have the equipment manager run to the locker room afterwards. But out there on the field, the most you would get is a picture because you knew there were photographers out there on the field.
Right.
And someone would send it to you. Like, I would always get a picture with other Michigan State players when we played against
them.
Sure,
that makes sense.
Yeah, you
got off the field.
Yes.
You didn't make too much out of it.
Nah.
All right, Jason, you want to play the Levi picture game?
Absolutely.
All right, let's how about UFC or whatever star Conor McGregor? We showed Levi a picture of Conor McGregor. You think he got it correct or incorrect?
Oh, I miss Eli. I'm going to go yes. I think he got it.
Yeah, I think he got that one.
All right, Ben.
That's the guy who fought Mayweather, Conor McGregor.
Boom.
You qualified, Jason. Yeah. Hang on a second.
Yeah, Conor's blown up over the last year, too.
He has.
Yeah, he's become real popular.
He has. You played for some good prizes today. The Levi picture game. You qualify, you may have a chance to win, depending on how many qualifiers. We have a pair of tickets to Kid Rock, a gift card for a VIP wing party at Hooters, pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah, and Fatheads Brewing Company prize pack.
Which one didn't he know? Who did he miss?
Don Bell.
Don Bell. Our buddy Don Bell. Guess he wasn't a Channel 3 watcher, right?
Nah.
No, he said Yuki. He said, you showed me Yuki.
You know what? Don's been in and out of town, too.
True.
Yeah, so he
here made, for a while, yeah, then he did his left. National stuff.
Yeah.
And he came back.
Yeah.
And then, see, that's a good point. That's a good point. We have Lou, South Philly. Lou!
What's up, fellas?
What up,
Lou? I gotta say, first time caller, you guys get me through my day every day.
Thank you,
appreciate
Lou.
Appreciate
that. Ike, I miss the days when you played. I think football was kind of at its best then. I think it's a little too commercial now, but that's another story. I do think the rivalries though, do still have hatred for players. Like, I can't stand Dak Prescott. When I see him in commercials, and when I see Zeke Elliott doing the spoon in front of his mouth,
he's hateable.
Feed me, Ezekiel Elliott, with the half stomach out.
Oh God, it kills me.
Yeah,
I was watching the Football Life of Brian Dawkins the other night, and I got to say I miss those days, man. I really do. But and it's a hockey too, guys. Always forget about hockey. There's still a lot of hatred between players in hockey.
You got Sidney Crosby's hated.
Oh, yeah, you still hate, yeah, you
universally.
Still hate Sidney Crosby, yeah.
Pretty much.
That definitely is universal.
Yeah, but I mean, you think about it. 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 25 years ago, you had the Goon. You had the Matt Barnabys.
Yes,
you had the Ty Domeys. You had the Bob Proberts.
Yeah.
Those guys have been eliminated from the league.
Yeah, but you still got those guys that'll still go after them. They may not fight. They may not drop the gloves. They may not try to bloody somebody up. But
you don't
still go after them.
You don't have the same amount of cheap shots in football today,
dude,
that you did.
Look how much of a savage society we were, dude. I used to love part of watching SportsCenter's Top 10 at night was seeing the hockey fights. Which hockey fights made it into the top 10?
Yeah, you're 100%
right. Man,
those
used to be some good fights, man. Those were some good fights back then.
Yeah, they definitely were back in ESPN when they did the midnight show.
Yeah.
I remember.
Right. Let's play the Levi picture game there, Lou.
Absolutely.
Lou, we showed Levi a picture of Rob Cherry.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to say no.
He did not recognize Rob Cherry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's my man, Rob Cherry.
Oh, Lou, you're out. You're out.
Levi probably knows everybody here at WIP.
We'll see. There's some other people on here.
Rob Cherry got it quick, too.
Yep. Oh, he's a man. It's my man, Rob Cherry.
Yeah.
Right there. Good old Levi.
Oh, that's my man, Rob Cherry.
Yep. There you go.
Dude, you know, I would have missed half of these.
We're
thinking that he didn't know most of them.
Oh, with Levi.
Yeah, so when I know them, I'm playing along, too, even though I'm not eligible to win. I've guessed wrong when I've said he didn't know.
Yeah, he surprises you a little bit on some of these, Levi.
Yeah.
Ben, you got a good text over there? What do you got?
So on the question of whether or not sports are better now than they were 25 years ago, this is a good one from Ryan Harris in Camden. I think the game back then was better than now because in today's game, a lot of people are calling each other out through the media and pointing fingers at each other instead of trying to help build a team up. And it's interesting that he mentions that because sportsmanship when I was growing up in the 90s and lessons taught by sports were a big deal. Like we talked about handling things properly publicly. We talked about guys being good role models. I don't think that really exists anymore. I think guys just kind of do what they want. Like whether or not athletes should ever have been role models, he makes a good point here, which is that athletes carried themselves in a much different way back in the day. It doesn't mean that they behaved well outside of
the game. I think athletes are better role models today than they were 25 years
ago.
Yeah, because you have to be.
Yeah, you almost have to be. Yeah.
Because if you're not, everybody's going to know about it. And you're going to get ripped and it hurts your brand.
Yep.
Even if it's fraudulent.
Yeah, you're at least trying to portray that you're a role model.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
But he's the guy. He puts out everything. He's got the big smile on his face, and everything you read about him is that he's me. But if you look at his Instagram, you think he's like, man, that's the best guy ever. Look at him.
Yeah, don't trust those Instagram photos, man.
Yeah.
Don't trust the pictures of me, you know, hugged up with my kids, my wife, my family. Don't trust the pictures of me out handing out food, man.
Yeah.
That's sarcasm.
You're handing out turkeys, right?
That's right.
Handing out turkeys to the whole neighborhood right there.
Do it for the gram.
Yep. Yep. 1993, it was almost, it's kind of at that level of where anything before that almost feels prehistoric to modern day sports.
Mm-hmm.
93 is even pushing it too. But I mean, honestly, even though we say, and I we wouldn't know what it would be like without it. But the coverage of sports today is, think about it. What were you doing when you first started playing football in 1998? The coverage of it was what? Comcast SportsCenter was barely even. When did Comcast SportsCenter start? Was that early
2000? Right, 97.
It was right there.
Yeah, it was 97.
That was the real start of local almost all the time sports coverage of your teams. Mm-hmm. You had WIP. You had newspapers.
Well, the 90s were, it ushered us into that.
Into this.
Yeah, into this, yeah.
So it set the stage for the modern era, but there still wasn't the, like, right now with social media and Twitter and Facebook and everything else, the news cycle's 24 hours a day. There's no, it's up to the minute. Mm-hmm. I remember Mike Patterson went down up in training camp. He had a brain injury or something. And I remember reading reporters' tweets where they were saying, like, he's down, he's convulsing on the field, he's having a seizure, he's still having a seizure. Mm-hmm. Players are noticeably upset, they're kneeling, they're praying. Mm-hmm. So real time in Lehigh, I'm reading this on Twitter and thinking, oh my God, this is actually happening right now. And that's the power of social media.
Yeah, instant information.
It changes everything. But you like the actual game? Do you enjoy sports more now with the games, with everything, the umbrella that it encompasses?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think my perception of it has changed. Whereas when you're younger, you're impressionable, right? So you're still fascinated by certain athletes because you're still young, right? You don't know as much. You haven't necessarily been ruined by life itself, the harsh reality right. of life, you know, which comes in your adult age or your adult ages of life. So then you have less of a worship feel towards athletes, towards anyone else, really, right? Because you realize everybody isn't what they portrayed themselves to be, right? There's been plenty of disappointment when it comes to stars and athletes, right? Oh, I thought this guy was this, and I ain't really what you thought he was,
mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
And so I think that has changed my sort of outlook on it, but it also it's caused me to put everything in its proper perspective, and you sort of just you got to figure out a way to take something away from the sports that you do get enjoyment out of it. Like, I don't look to sports for role models, right? I'm not looking for someone to inspire me to do something else. I'm 40 something years old, 30 something years old. I've also been on that same playing field with a lot of those guys. So I view it differently than when I was 21, 22 years old.
Yep.
When you still don't know as much and you can walk into a room with a certain player and you're like, wow, he's right across
yeah,
the
room. Yeah, you don't know any
like,
better.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't happen anymore unless it's Dan Marino. You witnessed that.
I did.
Yeah.
I did witness that. 40-some
years old. So
you're like little Ikey.
That happened. But to your point, I think social media has watered down sort of the worshiping of an athlete. Like fans are more or less, and this is not a knock on fans, this is just those that are out there, they're more or less in a I got you sort of to prove that you aren't who you're trying to portray that you are than they are looking to just lift you up to worship you.
Right.
Everybody wants to see the athlete fall.
Yeah, no, you're right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.